Yud Ches. So we got to the very top line. On yesterday's Dafid, we had a machlokes about how many chalas, lechem upanim, the Kohen Gadol could take. So we had Rebbe and Rabbanan, and according to Rebbe, he says you always take five, and according to the Tanakhama, you take either four or five. So now we're trying to figure out, when is it four or five? So the Gemara says on the top of Yud Ches, my arbo chamisha, as Rashi says, top line, masai arba, masai chamish, when do you take four, when do you take five? So Gemara says, as Chaim alluded to yesterday, there's a machlokas, the very end of Maseches Sukkah, another machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether or not those who are closing the doors, those who close the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, whether they take a schar, they get paid back lechem panim or not. So Gemara explains, the Rabbanim, the Amri nichnas notel sheish, v'yotze notel sheish, that the incoming, they also had the mishmaros. They had 24 mishmaros, that the Gemara and Tanya talk about how David and Melch split up the different mishmaros, that there are 24 different groups of Kohanim that each work 2 weeks a year, so that's 24 times 2 is 48 weeks, and then the other 2 weeks of the calendar was the week of Pesach and the week of Sukkot, whereby all Kohanim would come to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are 24 mishmaros, and the mishmar would change, the changing of the guard would take place on Shabbos. So Shabbos, what would happen was, on Motzei Shabbos rather, the incoming Mishmar would take six, and that's the Nichnas, and the Yotze, those leaving, would take another six, so they'd split the half and half, six and six, of between the Mishmaros. So then the Gemara says, V'schar gefes, d'lasos, and the reward, getting paid for closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, lo, that was not given at all. We'll see why one would think so, because there's an opinion that you do pay the person who closes the gates, but no payment went to that person, and therefore you had a total of 12, mishtema say, from 12, by miflage, you have to split up, that's 6 and 6. However, batzer chada mipalga, you have to take one off. Why take one off? Because Tosa, we didn't look at these yesterday, but Tosa and Yud Zayin Rebbeis explained it was inappropriate for the Kohen Gadol to take half as much as the entire Mishmar. So you have to have a little drop. So the Kohen Gadol would take one below the half, so the Kohen Gadol would take five, he'd only take five of it. So the Gemara says again, of the 12, you split in half. Again, Mishem Asar, Bay Miflig, Batzer Chad minus one, Miplaga one from the half, that ends up being Chamish, so you end up taking five. Chamish Shakim. The Rebbe Yehuda, Da'amar Nichnas Notel Sheva, Shtaim Bischar HaGefes. So he felt the incoming Mishmar would actually take a total of seven. Why seven? Two loaves of lechem panim would go to them because they end up closing the doors, the gates, at the end of the day. So they take two. And then the 10 left, they split five and five. So two and five, seven, go to the nichnas, and the other five go to the yotzei. So again, nichnas no tel sheva. Shtaim, two of them, is beschar gefetz lasos. And then the yotzei would no tel chamish. So now, since two go to the schar of the Gefes, and now if it's a situation whereby the Kohen Gadol wants to take, so you only have to split from the 10 left, half of 10. So now, may Eser by Miflug, you have to split in half from the 10, that's 5. But Batar Chada, we said it's inappropriate for the Kohen Gadol to take just as much as the other half, so you take off 1, Chada, Batar Chada, Mifa, Bipaga, that Shakal Arba, that leaves over 4 that the Kohen Gadol would take. So that's the whole calculation. Now, Rava comes along, Rava makes his own suggestion. Rava says, Amar Kula Rebbe, the entire Bryce is really Rebbe, Visavarla Rebbe Yehuda. He holds like Rebbe Yehuda, which means that Rebbe Yehuda is the one who holds two of the lechem upanim go to the schar gefes de lasos. So you only have 10 left. So you split 5 and 5, and therefore he holds like Rebbe, you get exactly 5. Remember, on yesterday's daf, we had Rabbanan said you get one less than half. Rebbe says you get exactly half. So he holds you get 5 because he holds like Rebbe Yehuda again that two go to the closing of the doors. Of the 10, the Kohen Gadol takes exactly half, that's 5. But wait a second. We said 4 also, right? Elamai Arba. So that explains why the Shita says Arba Chamisha, why it says Chamish. Arba Chamish. Chamish goes to exactly half, which is 5. But what about the Arba? So he says, Ha Chamish by Lemishka. He should take 5, not 4. And the Gemara explains, Lo Kashya, Ha Di'ika Mishmar HaMisakev, Ha Deleka Mishmar HaMisakev. If a Mishmar gets stuck behind, sometimes we'll see Rashi in a second in some situations where the outgoing Mishmar gets stuck. He has to stay over another day or so. You would feed him extra. So it now decreases from the amount of lechem panim he normally gets. So the way the calculation would typically work is, in Rabbi Yehuda's world, and Rebbe, we're combining two different tonight. Rabbi Yehuda holds, two lechem panim goes to those who are closing the gates. 10 are left over. Now Rebbe holds, if the Kohen Gadol wants part of it, he gets exactly half, he takes 5. But in a situation whereby a mishmar that's supposed to leave gets stuck overnight because Motzei Shabbos might be Yontif and he can't travel or something, so now that outgoing mishmar stays and give him some lechem upanim, give him them two, that mishmar, you're left with only 8 now, and the Kohen Gadol will only take half of the 8, that leaves us 4. Look at Rashi, rather the Gemara, we'll finish the Gemara, then we'll look at Rashi. So Gemara explains now, Iika, two lines or three lines before the Mishnah, Iika Mishmar Hamisakev, if there is a Mishmar that's stuck behind, then Mishmona by Lemiflig. You have to split from only eight, because we're giving two now. We gave two to the paying of the guy closing the gates. We're giving another two now to the Mishmar Hamisakev. That leaves over eight, so Mishmona by Lemiflig, Vishakal Arba. This would be a scenario whereby the Kohen Gadol would take four. If a mishmar is not stuck over, which is a typical case, the mishmar leaves, then you have actually 10 to work with. Me'eser by lemiflig, you have to divide from the 10 loaves. V'shakel chamesh, and the Kohen Gadol takes 5 in this scenario. So then the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case. My Rebbe Omer li'al mechamesh. If we're saying this is really in the world of Rebbe, they always divide in half, right? Half and half. There's just two scenarios within Rebbe. But then that same brisa that says you take 4 or 5, the next line says, and Rebbe says, you always, Li'olam, take 5. So that doesn't really work out with this whole shot here, and therefore, Kasha, we throw out the suggestion of Rava. Just look at Rashi for scenarios whereby a Mishmar would be Masa'akev. Rashi, around 8 narrow lines down, he says, or maybe 5 narrow lines down, Elamai Arba, HaChamesh by Lumishkal. Says Rashi, Lo Kasha, Hadika Mishmar, Masa'akev, Uchul. Pamim, sometimes, Sheyomtev Chal B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Yomtev is on the second day of Shabbos, the Monday. And v'yesh mishmar ha-makdim, and a mishmar comes earlier, uba me'erv Shabbos, u'mazakiv ad ha-regel. So stays there, meaning that every mishmar would come for the regal. So now, they wouldn't want to travel if Monday is, let's say Sunday night into Monday, is going to be yantif. They don't want to travel on Sunday, that's a tough day to travel. They said, no, let's travel erv Shabbos, let's spend Shabbos ha-gadol in Yerushalayim. So this mishmar comes early, erv Shabbos, a couple of days before, but now that Shabbos ha-gadol is not their mishmar. But they're there anyways. So now they come earlier. Bamei erev Shabbos misakiv ad haregel, and shekol mishmaros baal haregel. Every mishmar comes to the regel anyways. They said, let's just chap a Shabbos here once we're here anyways. Oh, pamim shematzah yomtiv erev Shabbos, and maybe matzah yomtiv is erev Shabbos. So let's say Thursday night yomtiv is over, and they don't want to travel erev Shabbos to go back home. They said, let's stick around for another extra Shabbos, even though yomtiv is over. Ha mishmaros holchos lemkomam erev Shabbos. They go back home. But yesh mishmar shemis akiv sham ad matzah Shabbos. But there's mishmar that says, you know what, let's just stay, let's keep the family here for another couple of days, we'll spend Shabbos in Yerushalayim. So Rashi goes on to explain how we divide everything like we explained, but those are two different scenarios whereby a mishmar would want to stay over for the Shabbos before Yantif or the Shabbos after Yantif. So now the Gemara said the new Mishnah begins as follows. The Mishnah says we're going through the whole process of the 7 days before Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now says, Mishnah says, Masur lo zakenim Mizikne Bezdin. They hand over to the Kohen Gadol some of the elders of the Sanhedrin, of the Bezdin. V'karin lefanav b'seidah hayom. They read in front of b'seidah hayom, which Rashi says, Parshas Achrimos, all 7 days. Achrimos, of course, is the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. So they get familiar with it. V'omrim lo, they say to him, Ishe Kohen Gadol, sir, the master Kohen Gadol, kari ata b'ficha. You should read the psukim here. You should be familiar. Shema shechachta, maybe you forgot the halachas. Oh, Shema lo lamata, maybe you never learned the halachas, but come, let's learn a little bit about Achrimos and Avodas Yom HaKippur. Erev Yom HaKippurim, Shachris, the Erev Yom Kippur, the 9th of Tishrei, Shachris, Ma'amidim Oso Bashar Mizrach, they would stand the Kohen Gadol of the gates, the eastern gate, U'mavirin Lefanov, they'd pass in front of him, Parim, Bayalim, Ukvasim, they pass in front of him cows and rams and sheep, Kadeshe, Makir, Viragi, Bavodas, so you should be familiar with the different animals and how to do the Avodah. Kol Shivas HaYomim, all 7 days, Lo HaYumonim Mimenu Maichel Mishta, Erev Yom Mishta. They would not hold back any food or drink all 7 days. However, Erev Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha, Lo HaYumanichen Oso Lechel Harbe, Mipnei Shemaichel Mevi Esashena. But Erev Yom Kippur, as nightfall would come, they would not allow him to eat too much because that would lead to him going to sleep and then a concern of him being too muscarried. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says that Bishma, this makes sense, Shema Shachach Lechayer. So we understand, the Mishnah says, we say the Zikne Bezin says the Kohen Gadol. Maybe you forgot. It makes sense. Everybody's human. Not everybody can remember everything. You learned the halachas once upon a time, and you forgot. That makes sense. El Shema lo lamad. Maybe you didn't learn. Mimok minan kiai gavna. Would you ever appoint such a Kohen Gadol who did not ever learn the halachas of Avodas Yom HaKippur? V'atani, the Brisa says, this week's parsha, V'akohen ha-gadol me'achav, that you have to choose the Kohen, the greatest among his brothers. Shehi ha-gadol be'achav, he has to be greater than his brothers, me'koach, in strength, benoy, in beauty, be'chachman, wisdom, be'osha, in wealth.
And Achim Omer, others say, Minayin Sheim Ein Lo, Shach Vakonim Megadlin also. And if he doesn't have the wherewithal, he doesn't have the money, but all the other qualities he has. He's Koach, he's Noyin Chachma, but he lacks the wealth, so we have to actually give him money to make him wealthy. Tamul Omer, Vakoin Agadol Meachava, Gidlu Meshalachava, the brother should give money to him, so he should become very wealthy. So that's an interesting discussion. Rashi writes in Tainus, it's not only true of a Kohen Gadol, it's true of any position of authority. It could be a Rav, a Rebbe. This the Tashbetz talks about this as a source of supporting a Rav, supporting Kolem, that you have to give him money to sustain himself. So this is based on this week's Parsha. Either way, so how could it be that we appoint a Kohen Gadol who doesn't know the halachas of Achrei Mos, Avodah Shem HaKippurim? One of the qualities, he has to be the greatest of all them in Chachma. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef lo kasha, that's not a contradiction. Kan be Mikdash Rishon, Kan be Mikdash Sheni. As we saw a few days ago, the Mikdash Sheni was a very time that was corrupt. They'd pay for the Kohen Gadol, not those who are worthy. And therefore, unfortunately, they had to suggest, they had to say, maybe you never learn because maybe you're not Talmud Chacham and you're only here because you bought it. Dama Rabbi Yassi said, Tarkava di dinara ailele marta bas mayis, a certain amount of money, this marta bas bayis, which Rashi says, she was an almana, a wealthy almana, and she married Yehoshua ben Gamla, and she gave a lot of money to Yane HaMelech, and he appointed her husband, Yehoshua ben Gamla, Kohen Gadol. Tosis points out this is not the Yane HaGadol that we know of, Yane HaMelech we know in general, it's a different Yane HaMelech apparently. But either way, she gave a lot of money to Yane HaMelech in order to pay that her husband becomes the Kohen Gadol. Again, to finish the Gemara here, the Gemara says, Marta bas baisi liyane malka al de okmi de shuben gamla bekarne de ravrave. And that took place in the times of Bais Sheni. It was a very corrupt time, and that's why they had to say this. Now, let's say it was Bais Sheni, and the Kohen Gadol happened to have been learned. So then it's machlokis between the Sfas Emes says, in that case, they would not say, maybe Shema Shachach, maybe Shema Lolamata. If they knew it was a Tanu Chacham, they said, Shema Shachachta. But they would not say, maybe Shema Lolamata. It sounds like from the Rambam, they point out, that he says, Stam, every Kohen Gadol during Bais Sheni, whether he was learned or not learned, they always ask him both questions, Shema Shachachta or Shema Lolamata. Now a question the Rishonim asks, wait a second. Yehoshua ben Gamla was known, the Gemara later on tells us what a great person he was, and the Gemara in Bava Basra says, had not been for Yehoshua ben Gamla, we would have forgotten Kol HaTorah Kula. He was the one who was attributed with setting up the whole school system of how many Talmidim for a Rebbe. Take a look at the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Chav Aleph Amin Aleph. So how could the Gemara say here that Yehoshua ben Gamla was not worthy of being a Kohen Gadol? The Gemara says, Il Mali Yehoshua ben Gamla Nishkachta Torah Yisrael. So a few answers are given. So number one, it says, Eina Chanami, he's Adam Gadol, Eina Chanami. But he wasn't to be Kohen Gadol. There were greater people than him in that time. Others say, the Ritva actually points out, this is actually a very nice, empowering message. He says, the truth is he wasn't Roy. But once he was appointed, he made himself Roy, he lived up to that expectation, and became who he became, Yehoshua ben Gamla. But initially he wasn't, he was a nothing. But once he appointed Kohen Gadol, he said, wait a second, maybe I can be Taka something, and he became something great. That's the Ritva, what he suggests. And others say, no, Taka was Roy, but at the same time, his wife paid for it. I mean, he would have been worthy had his wife not paid for it. But it happens to be his wife paid for it anyways. It wasn't such a stira, but the fact that the money was paid for, it still was frowned upon, of course. And that's, either way, this was all by Sheni, and that's why they had to say, Shema Shashachta, oh Shema, lo Lamalta. So now the Gemara says, I don't know, we're going to see a number, actually not yet. We'll see shortly about all the different foods. I don't know the English of all the foods, but help me out if you want to fill me in on those who have an art school. So the Gemara now says, Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachos, in the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, Tana Af Hasi'ir. So even though the Mishnah only lists cows, rams, and sheep, so there's a brayse that says also they pass goats in front of him. That's also part of the avodah. The Shnei Seirim was perhaps the focal point of Yom HaKippurim, so that too they passed in front of him. Tana Didan, our Mishnah, which did not mention it, my time of Lotani Seirim, why did our Mishnah not mention Seirim? Why do they feel that Seirim were not passed in front of them? So the Gemara says, Kevin dal chet ka'asu chal shadayte. Because the Seirim came to bring a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. And the Kohen Gadol saw this, he says, wait a second. I'm coming to represent all of Klal Yisrael. There's so many averus. What a heavy weight on my shoulders. He's going to have chalisha das, and he won't go forward with the level of confidence and simcha that he's supposed to. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi par nami achet hu dasi. The par also. The par came to represent and get rid of the Kohen Gadol and his family's kapara, his chet. So how's it any better? The seirim is for the Yisrael. The par is for himself, but they all come about chet. So shouldn't that also give him chalisha das? When he sees the cow in front of him, that par nami alchet huda'asi. So Gemara says par kaven de olav of al echav akwanim huda'asi b'achav akwanim iika inish de isbe milsa mide yadile umahadile b'tshuva. So when it came to the par, which came to be mechaper for his own averus and his family's averus, they all knew each other. Everybody knew what they were doing wrong. So he knew that, come on, Reuven, come on, get your act together. He could give a tochacha, a little musr and chizik to his family. He was able to control his family to a certain extent. So that he was able to handle. However, when it came to the Se'irim, says the Gemara, when it came to the Se'irim, but Kul Yisrael, the Yada, he doesn't know the hundreds of thousands of millions of Yidden. He doesn't know whose Averas are being mechaper for the Se'irim. He doesn't have that responsibility. How is he going to represent Klal Yisrael with the Sire? And therefore, they didn't want to bring the Sire in front of him during this era of Yom Kippur because of Gimme Chalish Adas. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hainu Damri Inchi. This is what people would say. If there's a, I guess a son of your sister, your nephew, Dali Havi, he has, where's the Rashi here? Dali Shoter HaMelech, Shoter HaMelech, if you have an officer, he's collecting money, Bishuk, if you see him in the Shuk, if you see your uncle, or I'm not sure, the uncle, the nephew, who's collecting money on behalf of the king, Kamei Lo Tachlef, don't walk in front of him, why not? Bishuk Kamei Lo Tachlef, says Rashi, Mitoch Shaya Makircha Mitchila, because the uncle and nephew know each other. Baki hu, Boshrach, he knows your wealth, he knows how much money you have. Umasech, he knows what you do. Limto alila legavos mimecha b'mavon, he knows you well, he's going to collect money. So somehow your relative is going to be worse off for you because he knows your financial standing. But some other random guy, he's so tiny, he doesn't know what you do for a living, doesn't know how much money you have. And therefore, sometimes being, you know more about your relatives than other people. And that's the explanation here of why they did not have the serum passed in front of him according to our Mishnah. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, called Shiva Sayyamim, all 7 days, lo hayumonim, they would not hold back any food from him. Satani Rebbe Yehuda ben Nukusa, we don't see that name very often, if at all. Omer, I wonder how many times it comes up in Shas, actually. Omer Machilin also, Slatos Ubeitzim, they'd feed him flour and eggs. Kedei L'masmismo, Rashi points out this cleans out the system, flushes out the system, so he shouldn't have to use the bathroom on Yom Kippur. And Amrullah, others say, Kol Shekein Shata Mevili Dechimim. That will actually be worse. If it's going to somehow, rock his boat, it's going to, remove the bowels around, the Rashi points out, it's going to lead to Li Dechimim, which ends up being Shalkari. So that actually, as Rashi says, Shaslatos Vabetim, Marbin is Zera. It has an opposite effect as well. It somehow increases the Zera, and that's going to lead to a Kari. So they actually advise against feeding this food. So then the Gemara says, Tana Sumchas teaches us that Amar Mishim Rabbi Meir, Ein machil no so lo avi. We'll see what that means in a second. Amila, others say lo avavi. V'yeshom af lo yayin lavan, not white wine. So what are these things? Lo avi, lo esog, lo beitzim, lo yayin yasha. They would not give him those to eat or drink. Amila, others say lo avavi, lo esog, lo beitzim, lo baser shamin, not fat meat, lo yayin yashan, or old aged wine. V'yeshom others say af lo yayin lavan, even white wine, mipnesha yayin lavan, maybe it's adam, lide tuma. All these types of foods and drinks, excuse me, apparently lead to carry. So they will not feed the Kohen Gadol this Erev Yom Kippur. Then Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Zav, so Tolan Lomba Meichel, the Chomina Meichel, Zav, when he's figuring out whether or not he has a certain emission, whether that's because of Tuma, or perhaps something he ate caused that emission. So when it comes to Zav, if he had a certain food, we could attribute that Re'iyah, whatever he saw, to something he had eaten. So B'Meichel V'Chomina Meichel. So Elazar ben Pinchas says, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera, Ein machilin also, lo chagvi, lo gvam, lo kol dvarm hamevin li detuma. Lo chagvi means lo chalav, lo gvina, lo beta, lo yain, not to feed him milk, cheese, or eggs, or wine. Lo gavam, megrisim, what's that, grits, is it? I'm not sure what that is. Lo megrisim shapul, something, ubasa shaman, umirayas, these things we wouldn't feed him, lo kol dvarm hamevin li detuma, nor anything else that leads to tuma. What else would lead to tuma? My last my, lasuya my, lasuya had the Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa says that chamisha dvar mevim asa adam lidei tuma. There are 5 things that lead a person to tuma. Ve'elu hein. We're going to go back to Rashi in a second. We'll turn back in a moment. Ve'elu hein, hashum, the garlic, v'ha shachalayim, v'chalaglogos, v'beitzim, v'gargir, whatever. These things apparently lead to tuma. Let's turn back to Rashi to get a full picture here. Rashi in Amun Aleph tells us, go 4 lines up in Rashi. Rashi says, Zav, Tolan B'Meichel, that a Zav, we attribute some of his emissions, a Re'iyah, to something he had eaten. Im Achel Meichel Harbe Mikol Minshu, if he eats a lot of anything, we say it came from the food. Tolan Lomar, Shemachmas Rov Meichel Ra'a, Ve'eno Zav L'tuma Shiva L'karbam. He does not become a Zav if we could somehow attribute it to his overindulgence. It says in the Pasuk, Bisaro v'machmas onso. Only if it comes because of Bisaro, something wrong in his body, but it came because of an onus, excess eating, that's not tumah. About Balkeri, Tami Ba'ones. So Balkeri who sees, even if it's Ba'ones, so that's going to be make him Tami. De'ain Keri V'zov Ba'am Mimakum Echad. Doesn't come from the same source. Vein Mariam Shava. They don't look the same. Shazov Doma Lami. It goes on to explain the difference between Shechla Zera and Zav. Either way, we could attribute food to being the source of Zav, and we're not making Tame as opposed to Keri. And that's why all these different dinim, we go through and figure out which food could actually cause an emission of some sort. Pounded beans, okay.
And shamin, murias is fish fats.
Okay, and what about...
Murias is fish fats.
Okay, and I always forget. And what about shachalayim?
I don't know, cress, porcelain, eggs, and rocket.
Rocket? Neat, I gotta try that one. Okay, fine, rocket. So on that topic of rocket, the Gemara explains now, actually.
A plant,
okay. Vayetze echad el asadeh lelakit oros. It says in the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, it says, a person went out to collect in the field oros. So what's oros? Satanim Ishmei, the Rebbe Meir, Zeh Gargir. Gargir, apparently, rockets this plant, helps the eyesight. That's why it's called oros. That Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Lama Nikar Shman oros, Shemi Eros, Eshainayim, it somehow brings the vision back. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav Huna, Hamotzi Gargir, one who finds this plant, Im Yachal Ochl, if he's able to eat it, Ochl, great, that will help his vision. If he can't eat it for whatever reason, then mavira al gabi enav, he should rub it on his eyes. It's an amra papa, bigargira mitzrana, particularly this type of plant that grows on the borders, are the most effective to helping the vision. Okay. Gavar then says, back on the topic of Tumas Keri, amra of gida marava achsanya lo yochal besim, a guest at someone's house should not eat eggs, v'lo yashim betaliso shababais, nor should he sleep in the talis, in the clothing of the host. Why not? Says Rashi, lo yochal besim shemivin li de keri, umiskana agave v'nei bais, if he leaves the keri and they see on his sheets or something, it will look inappropriate. Lo yashim betaliso shababais, shehu miskase babayom, shelo yimatze olav keri. So therefore, a person should be careful when being when a guest at someone's house. This next Gemara is a bit of a strange Gemara, we'll deal with it in many questions that I have. Maybe we'll do a little bit of Tosos to explain a little bit here, but it is a bit of a strange Gemara for us. So Gemara now says, on this topic of, I guess, somehow related to Keri, so Gemara says, Rav, ki mikle l'darshish, when he went to this particular city, he would go there often, machriz man hu lioma, so they'd say, whose day this is? What do you mean, whose day this was? So Rashi says two narrow lines down here. Man have lioma yesh isha shetinasi li lioma shesake kan. I'm staying overnight here. Is there a wife I can have just for the day? V'teite lachem mikan. I'll divorce her when I leave. So that's why it's a bit of a strange Gemara. And the Gemara says Rav Nachman kad mikle lishchinsev. When he came to this city, machlis man have lioma. Who's available for the day to be my wife? So v'hatani the Brisa says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer lo yisa adam isha v'medina zeh. How could they do this? They can marry a lady here in Shintzav and go to another place and marry a lady there and have wives all over the place. How could that be? And then even though they divorce them, they're going to have children from this. And then what's going to happen is, they're not going to know, because Rav and Rav Nachman had so many wives based on what was being at least presented here, and perhaps many, many children, and then the children are not going to know who their fathers, they're going to marry each other, a brother here and a sister there from overseas, they're not going to think they're related, and maybe they're related because they traveled a lot. So the Gemara says, "Mamale kol olam kulo b'mamzeros." It's going; the world's going to be full of mamzeros. Valzeh ne'amar. The pasuk says it. Umala ha'aretz zima. The world will be full of znus of mamzeros. So Amri Rabban and Rabban say, "Kala islu." No, there's a kala when you're a child of Rav and Rav Nachman. Even though they may have left the picture, now they slept overnight, impregnated a woman and moved on. They know that who the father is. Okay, again, this is a part of a whole strange thing. And the Gemara then says further, "V'hamar Rav, doesn't Rav say to so fine?" So that's the case. So now, lemaisa, how is this allowed? Because there's a din. V'hamar Rav, Rav says, "Tavo lihinase nispaisa tzricha leishev shivinakim." There's something called dam chima. Dam chima is that woman when she gets excited when she's going to get married, so that causes her to become a nida. So when she's asked to get married and she agrees, she agrees to get married, she gets so excited that turns into dam nida. She's now tummy for 7 days. She needs to wait shivinakim. So how could it be? He says, "I'm coming for the day, so now get me a wife." She finds out that Rav Nachman's coming to town. She becomes Nida, needs to wait Shivan Akim now, so it ends up not working out well. They can't even have relations when he gets there. So the Gemara says, answer the Gemara, Rabbanon No, they sent in advance beforehand, like 2 weeks before, so she becomes Nida, there's Dam Chimed, Shivan Akim, and by that time when everything passes, so then he's able to be, by the time he gets there, she is going to be Tahor. That's one discussion. V'bais Ema, alternatively, Yehuda Havim Yachtile, the Fisha'eno Dome, Mishesh Lo Pas Basalo, Mishesh Lo Pas Basalo. The other suggestion, no, they would not have Tashmish, this would answer all the questions, all they have is Yichud. Rav Nachman said, is there a woman I can have yichud with? Vizel, there's no relations, there's no questions of nida, there's no questions of mamzerus, and that answers all the questions, but it poses a number of other questions as well. That's why there's a huge tosus here on the side about many questions that the yichud one leads to. Maybe we will just address a few lines and we'll finish off the daf and the mishnah. Look at tosus writes here, yichud ba'alma havim yachdid luhu. Perish Rashi, lo hayu bon alein, el mitzachdin mi'imahin v'sulo, just yichud ba'alma. V'hikshari, if the whole reason why yichud is allowed with a wife is because even though she's usher now, but she'll be permitted in a few days from now, but that's only if there'll be a few days from now. But this guy, that guy, Rav, Rav Nachman, leaving town the next that night, there's no pas basal, there's no goal. So miu ha yesh lomar, kevin de shari la'achar shiva, pas basal krinabe. Since eventually we'll be permitted, so then it will be that's considered pas basal. In other words, it sounds like they didn't come just for the day. Even though the language of the Gemara was, man havi liyoma, man havi liyoma, they stayed for a couple weeks. So he was there long enough time for eventually for there to be permission of tashmish. The Od Hikshu, this is perhaps the question you were all thinking. Od Hikshu, we know there's a Gemara in Ksubas that says, if a husband and wife have get married, but it's chupas nida, they can't be with each other. So what happens is that they're not allowed, that night they go home, but they can't have yichud, because even though they're married, if they never were bim with each other, yichud's aser. So it's a very strange thing, and it happens not anymore, because the birth control is being used to set everything up for the chuppah, but it happened, it has happened for many years. You'd have to have a young boy or girl sleep in the same bedroom as the chasan and kala until she's in tahor, in order to avoid yichud. So now, how is this allowed right now? How could it be? How could yichud be allowed if they have never been with each other? It should be the same gemara in ksuba. So it goes on to ask this question here, and he says it's only true. One suggestion he says it's only true if it was a boy who was never married before. It's a bachar. If it was a man who was married already once before, where his self control is greater, such as Rav Nachman Rav, then yichud would be allowed even if it's a chuppas nida. That's what he goes on to explain to one of the answers. Let's finish off the mission now. The Gemara, the new mission says at the bottom of Yud Ches Mabez that Masu Zikne Bezin the Zikne Kuna. Now, after the Zikne Bezin had taught him the halachas of the Avodas Mekipurim, the different animals, they now moved him on to the Zikne Kuna, the elders of the Kohen family. V'helu Beis Avtinos, they brought him to one of the Lishchos of Beis Avtinos. The reason why Beis Avtinos was the area, as Rashi points out, where they prepared the Ketores. He had to learn how to make the Ketores, how the whole process worked, and how to mix it with the coals. He'd be brought there. The Shbiu, they made him take the Shvua, v'niftaru, and he made a Shvua, Rashi says, that v'shbiu shelo yeh tzeduki, he should not act like a tzeduki, letaken mibichotz lachnis mibifnim. The way we learn is the way Lamaisa, that we have to take the coals and the katars, we're going to learn into great detail right later on in the Masechta, that you hold the Kohen Gadol, this is one of the hardest, zuavoda kasher shebemikdash, the Gemara says. He had to hold a pan of hot coals and another spoon of the katars, and he'd place it on the Mizbeach, in front of the Aron, the coals down, he'd pour the Ketores over it, and then the incense would go and cover up and fill up the entire Kodesh Kodashim. Now, the Tzeduki felt, based on the real Pshat Pasuk, actually says you should mix it outside the Kodesh Kodashim, mix them together, and then walk in as the smoke is coming up. We don't do that way. So we made him make a Shvua not to do this, do it the way we say, not the way the Tzedukim. So he makes such a Shvua. And then after Vishbiu Vifniftru, then they separate from each other this Kohen Gadol and the Zikne Kuna. V'halchulehem v'amulo, they say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu Shlucha Bezdin, we are representing Bezdin. V'ata Shluchainu, and you are our Shliach Kohen Gadol. You're representing us as the family of Kohanim. V'shliach Bezdin Mashbin Anu Alecha, as a Shliach Bezdin, we are making you swear. V'misha Shachan Shmo B'Bais Hazeh, he who lives, who he rests in this Bais, which of course is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo tishane davar mikol ma she'amarnu lecha. You should not change from anything that we're about to tell you. And hu parei shebocha, the Kohen Gadol turns away and he begins to cry. Vain portion of bocha, and they turn away and cry because it's terrible that it came to this point. We have to make such a shvua. So they're all very saddened by this need for a shvua. And im haya chacham, if he was a intelligent, if he's a learned individual, the kohen gadol dorish, he would give a whole shir and give a whole drasha. Vim lav, if not, then tamid chachamim dorish in lefanov. They bring other rabbanim to give a shir and drashas in front of him. Vim ragel likros kori, if he knows how to read Tanakh, he should read Tanakh. And the reason why they learn, well, this is all leil yom kippur, so he shouldn't sleep. They want him to stay up all night yom kippur, so he shouldn't be a bal kari. So he's busy learning, giving drashas, or someone else is giving drashas all night long. And then if he's able to read Tanakh, he reads Tanakh. Vim lav karin lefanov. If not, they read in front of him. Uvma karin. What would they read in front of him? Lefanov beiov ubeezra bedivrei yamim. These areas. Why Rashi points out last two lines of Rashi beiov beezra shehein dvarim mamshichin. These are very interesting stories. Eselei v'hash l'shomim. It draws a person to listen more. Vein shena chotafso. The storyline was very fascinating. It kept him awake. And Zechariah ben Kefuta omer pamim harbe karisi lefanov bedaniel. He oftentimes read Sefer Daniel. They found that very interesting and exciting. And that's how the Kohen Gadol would remain awake all night long. So we'll stop here. I'll quickly recap. We start from the beginning, just figuring out when exactly the Kohen Gadol would take four loaves versus five loaves. Two different explanations. We ended up going with one of them. The Mishnah then taught us about how they'd have the Kohen Gadol pass in front of all the different animals and to learn the halachas of Odesim and Kippurim. And also he couldn't eat certain foods, Erium Kippur, so he shouldn't be a Baal Kari. We spoke about how it was unfortunate that we had to say that maybe you never learned the halachas because by Sheni, they weren't worthy of being Kohen Gadol. They had to pay for it. The drasha of that the Kohen Gadol has to be the greatest of his brothers, Bekoach, Benoi, Vechachma, Osher. If he lacks Osher, they should make him wealthy. And then we discussed about why our Mishnah didn't mention Seirim, while the Brisa did mention Seirim, because the Kohen Gadol cannot have a chraus for all of Klai Yisrael. The Sar comes for them, as opposed to the Par that comes from his family. There he knows who did what wrong. He could follow up and give them Chizik and Musar to be better. We discussed the various foods that brings one to Tumah, both Agabe, the Kari, and Tumah Zava. Then we discussed about this Gargir, and it brings vision back. And then we discussed about Rav Rav Nachman. They went to visit some city. They had designated a certain woman he'd marry just for the day. Halachas of Yichud, halachas of Dam Chimer. And then finally, the mission in the bottom here, about they make him swear, the Kohen Gadol, to not do the Ketores in an incorrect way. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll see everyone tonight, hopefully.